From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The New York Times has a new top editor. Today, Bill Keller was named as executive editor. He'd been touted as the odds-on favorite for the job since Howell Raines resigned the post last month. He's 54 years old, a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter, and he takes over a paper buffeted by editorial scandals. From New York, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
It's been another tumultuous few days at the New York Times. On Friday, the paper's former executive editor, Howell Raines, gave his first interview since he stepped down in June. Raines told PBS interviewer Charlie Rose that he'd have preferred to have stayed on in the wake of revelations that reporter Jason Blair fabricated and plagiarized dozens of stories, and that reporter Rick Bragg took credit for work that had been done by a junior staffer. But Raines said Times publisher Arthur Sulzberger Jr. didn't give him the option.
Arthur said,
I don't think we can calm this place down. I'm having to ask you to step aside. He said, it's a painful conversation. It's breaking my heart. And look, you know, I'm a professional. I understand the way this business works, the profession works. I understand the risk of it. And although I love the Times, it's not my life.
Then this morning's edition of the New York Times featured the most substantial correction since the Blair scandal. It effectively retracted a business section article from last week about an independent record label. The Times editors wrote in a note that the original article by reporter Lynette Holloway was based on a fundamental misunderstanding of the story. Finally, this morning, Sulzberger came to the Times newsroom to name a successor to the editor who'd been in charge on an interim basis since Raines' resignation.
I'm here to put an end to a period of uncertainty by confirming a persistent rumor. I'm delighted to announce that Bill Keller will be replacing Joe Lilyfeld as our next executive editor.
Keller started his career with the Times at the paper's Washington, D.C. bureau in 1984. He worked as a reporter and bureau chief in Moscow from 1986 through 91. His work there garnered a Pulitzer Prize. He's also reported from South Africa, served as the paper's foreign editor and managing editor. Recently, he's been working as a writer for the Times Sunday magazine and as a columnist. Keller acknowledged that the past few months had been difficult. He told the Times staff that his first order of business would be to work with them to correct the editorial process that allowed Blair to fabricate stories.
We should and will learn from this experience, but we should not dwell in it or be spooked by it. Many of you are taking part in a methodical review of how we operate so that we can strengthen the safeguards protecting our precious credibility. That's good, and it's probably overdue. I look forward to the advice that will emerge from your review, and I expect to act on it.
Keller's task won't be an easy one, according to Gregory Favre, a fellow at the journalism think tank The Poynter Institute. On one hand, Favre says Keller will need deft political skills in order to placate a staff stung by the betrayal of colleagues. At the same time, Favre says Keller will need to improve the way the Times explains itself to readers.
How mistakes are made and how we go about kind of ensuring that we try not to do those again, but also how we gather news at times, especially in areas where we do narrative form of journalism.
The paper's managing editor position remains vacant. That appointment and others are expected by the time Keller takes over on July 30th. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.